At an early age, children begin to have some understanding of death. Children also ask very hard questions about life. Commentator David Watts has a young son who is starting to grapple with life and death questions.
Dad, can I always be your little boy? Dustin had stopped on the curb and turned around to face me, as if with his body to illustrate the sharp turning around going on in his mind. Sure, I said. Even after I grow up? Dustin is 6. He's already nostalgic for his past. He has a concept of death. Not that we ever sat down to explain any of this. Not that we haven't. But what would we have said? Yet it seeps in. Osmosis. The California cricket on the sidewalk. Honey, the cat I secretly buried, that he somehow knew I had buried. I am an older parent, second family, older than my wife, a lot older than my 2 sons. I take care of myself because, as I say to my colleagues, I have to live a long time. It would be hard not to be here, harder still, knowing he'd be without me. Tchaikovsky on the CD player. I love the Nutcracker, he says. Midway through the Waltz of the Flowers, he stops his sweeping motions across the room to come over to me and ask, Dad, will you be around when I grow up? In the split second it took to respond, I sped through the spectrum of truth. As a doctor, I live in a narrow, unstable window called How to Speak the Truth. And I chose for my son what I usually choose for my patients, the truth as I know it, all the while paying heed to Coleridge's wisdom, he is the best physician who is the best inspirer of hope. Absolutely, I said to my son. You're a neat kid. I've got to see how you turn out. Let's turn off the Tchaikovsky, he said. It always makes me feel sad. And we do. And we go up to bed. But he has been stirred, as I was at his age, by music. So strongly I had to leave the church where Mother was playing Offenbach's Barcarolle on the piano. I don't know, I answered when they asked. It makes my tummy hurt. In bed, Dustin snuggles between his mother and father. I want to be between, he said. Mom, one side, Dad, the other. And Gabriel on top, his mother said, as his 2-year-old brother launched himself over her. His mother thought he meant burial, she told me later. No, I didn't think so. Well, he watched Charlotte's Web today, she said. So we all slept in a pile, a mass grave, if you want to look at it that way, from which we rose the next morning to feed the new cat, walk into town for coffee, and go to his Saturday morning piano lesson, each of us in our own way remembering the conversation we had had the night before, acting as if nothing at all will ever change.